Hello everyone. Hi, this is Bunier of Bands with Bunier and welcome to my podcast. It has been a hassle over the past couple of weeks to find appropriate time and environment to record my podcasts. At the moment, I use my phone to record all my podcast episodes and it's just pretty hard to find a great environment. Oh, it has been pretty hard lately, but thank you to every single person that has listened. I know the sound might not be top class, might not be all that, but you've been here and you've listened and you've shared and you've believed in me and trusted me and you pushed me to get better. You pushed me to keep putting out stuff and you pushed me to be consistent, and I just want to say thank you very much. Today I'm going to be reading something by Oreoluwa Macaulay and it's called Dear Millennial Christian. I'm going to leave a link to the Medium and to her Twitter so you can go send her kind words. It's just really amazing and I hope it convicts you as much as it convicted me reading it. Without much ado, let's get right into it. Dear Millennial Christian, do not be offended by what I'm about to say. I know how easy that can be for you these days. Before you respond, please be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Today, I would like to address a few things in hopes of drawing your attention to the subtle intention of your flesh to rule so that you might wake up and smell the coffee. You might not know this, but more than ever before, you are in dire need of wisdom to navigate the world you live in. Firstly, you neither know nor think that you lack wisdom. Trick one. Secondly, you do not seek or ask it of me who gives to all liberally and without reproach. Trick 2. Lastly, you are lured to receive said wisdom from inferior sources who do not know you like I do. Sources that cannot adequately teach you to guard your heart in this world's mindly onslaught. Trick 3. There are just some things masterclasses and Twitter nuggets cannot teach, and to solely live by or depend on this is to undervalue the quality of my wisdom. Yes, the one I long to share with you, how my wisdom seeks to guide you when you do not know how to be the light that I have called you in this seemingly dimming world. Every frequent lament about the growing darkness, I hear every despair land request to fix it, but I need your help. I need your help not because my voice quivers or my words fail me, they never. It's just that in the beginning I said, let there be light, and you were born. You are the threat that causes the darkness to cower, but I have sometimes found you shrinking instead. In fact, hiding and dimming yourself for the darkness to shine is more like it. I need your help, my precious light. All you need to do is shine from your end to win this fight. Let your light so shine for all to see. Imagine if all the lights were shining, so light will be all there is to see. Imagine sons and daughters, do not bite me, of light who walk in light to share it with the world. What a liberation it would be. Imagine little pockets of light in every sector, pulsing and growing to form one radiant glow. How can darkness shine? I need you to leave that, to walk that just as I walked, going around doing, showing, sharing, speaking, thinking, and being nothing but good. I have this assurance which I give you today. My shining light will never be overwhelmed, no matter how thick the darkness gets. You will not be overcome. You will not be overcome. You will overcome evil with good. Your flesh may convince you that there is no hope for your world. It lies. Your flesh may trick you into thinking or believing you are all-knowing. It lies. Your flesh may blind you to these things. So let me be your light and salvation once again. A light to guide your path, not the light version you're currently operating with. I write this letter to remind you to put no trust in your flesh, and if you have, repent. I write to soothe your heart and open your eyes a little. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Seems to be all you see when you read that verse. You have acquired this habit of taking my word out of context and only running with what suits best. Before you make a case for why you are too woke for your own good, there is such a thing. Here's what I said and meant. My people perish for their lack of knowledge. Knowledge of my word and will. My will is that you be knowledgeable, wise, and enlightened. However, it is not my will for you to use such knowledge to spite, defraud, condemn, disenfranchise, discriminate against, or marginalize others, nor justify, defend, pursue, or push divisive ideologies and agendas. How can you not see that you are contributing to the chaos, not making peace like I asked you to? This really breaks my heart. To see fake love and fake deep in eloquently sewn threads that do more harm than good. To see that you are no longer my mouthpiece but your own God. You ought to remain my mouthpiece and masterpiece on display for all to see. But if they do not see my likeness, then witting we gain. Able God, shower your blessings. We want this money. Well, able child, keep showing off your blessings. You seem to be doing well on your own, hence why I call you able. The irony of an independent child is all I see. You do not pray as you should, nor commune because there's work and hustle and commute and friends and sleep and TV and social media and church and food and fellowship and family, and maybe bae, and there I am at the bottom of the pile, but the order is wrong. You want the blessings, not the God of the blessings, because you have begun to love the reward more than the work and the resource over your source. How millennial-like. No more insufficient funds. How about no more insufficient prayers? You have much more than money can buy in me, but you may have allowed the world steal that joy releasing truth from you. Your world is plagued with many struggles. You should not be independent of me. There is the craze for money, unhealthy competition and comparison, displays of the highlight reel, not the BTS, unrivaled anxiety from unnecessary pressure, misplaced identities, indiscernible temptations, falling standards, moral decadence. Shall I go on? The wrong things are trending. Children are observing. A growing culture of challenges, not a lifestyle where I am glorified. Christians being okay, but not introducing people to the better alternative, me. The way your silence is deafening. Dear millennial Christian, this may weigh heavy, but when you are done shaking tables, please invite them to the one I have prepared for them. They may not be able to sit with you, but they sure can sit with me. There is space at my table. That is what you ought to preach. Let your speech be seasoned with salt, even your tweets as you reply, salty people. Let it be with grace so you may know how to answer each one. You are the salt of the earth for a reason. back an eternal crown, because Snapchat will fade away as it is already. Live for my well done, O good and faithful servant, for there is a life after all of this, and it won't be their affirmations that get you there, but how will you spend your time here in obedience to me? If you truly only love your bed and mama, then you really should be sorry. That is not the example I showed you. I hope you know that not every God's plan is my plan. Dearly beloved, I still have so much to say to you. In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, so you can too. Here is a common truth you often ignore. This world is not your home, so find others who live as such and walk together. Keep my commandments, bind them continuously upon your heart. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you wake, they will talk to you to preserve you from evil. You are not alone. Never have been, never will be. I pray for you as I always have, but especially that our Father keep you in His name. Though you be in this world and it hates you, I ask the Father to keep you, sanctify you in His truth, and send you to cause more people to believe, so you all may be one as I am in the Father. I ask that He glorify you, knowing He will lavishly pour upon you His forever love. Dear in Christ, Rome, your very present help, even in this millennium, JC.
And that was Dear Millennial Christians by Ora Lua Makole. I want to say a very big thank you to every single person who's listened. If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to listen to other episodes, you can scroll down or just search Bands with Benier in on Stitcher, on Spotify, on iTunes Podcasts, Google Podcasts. What other ones do I have? Yeah, those are basic ones I can remember. So just search Bants, Bants with Bunye, and you can listen to my previous podcast episodes. If you want to give me a thumbs up, if you want to make comments, if you want to talk to me, you can tag me up on Twitter or on Instagram, but I respond much quicker on Twitter. So you can check me on Twitter. I'm trying to say Twitter more than saying Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at She Fancies That. That is SHEFANCYSTHAT. And yeah, that's about it. I will see you next week in a couple of days with another amazing episode. I love you guys. Have a nice day.